Dear God, please give us a humble heart to yield to your instructions at all times. Help us to obey you and be flexible to Holy Spirit's guidance. Amen. The dream began. I was in a house with about 11 other brothers and sisters, and we were preparing for a battle against the enemy. We were putting on the full armor of God, making ready our swords, and praising God in advance for the victory. The Lord had given us a heads up that witches, warlocks, satanic priests, and evil practitioners were coming to take us out and try to destroy the spiritual prosperity and fruitfulness of the Lord's work through us. I looked around the living room and recognized no one except one brother from our refuge community. He came up to me and asked if I knew when evil would approach the house, and I replied, "Soon, very soon, within the next 10 minutes. You could actually feel the wickedness start to descend upon us, and it smelled like decaying flesh. Just then I heard Jesus say, "There are several covens coming." And doing quick math in my head, my heart started to sink, and that didn't include any accompanying demons and evil spirits. I thought, "Oh Lord, save us." All of a sudden, the evil forces were upon us and the battle began to rage. We were all supernaturally infused with power from heaven and a fresh indwelling of the Holy Spirit, that my swords, bows, and arrows seemed to be acting on their own. As soon as one sword was used, instantly another took its place. I discovered that you could take the Holy Spirit sword and use a bow to launch it right into the middle of the fighting. It did major damage to the enemy, and upon hitting a target, it either was disintegrated or became like brilliant light. It was very powerful. We were engaged in battle for what seemed like a long period of time, when all of a sudden our attackers would start to swell up and implode from the inside out. It was disgusting and incredible all at the same time. They all disappeared and we fell to our knees, praising and thanking and worshiping God. A huge wave of relief came over all of us. Right then, I looked out a large living room window and saw what appeared to be another onslaught of the enemy coming towards us. The Lord said, "More covens are approaching." I broke out in a massive sweat and my heart started pounding. I cried, "Jesus, help us!" Their front line of evil attackers were almost to the house when I woke up from the dream and heard Gideon's 300. Now as a refresh, here is a summary of the story of Gideon's 300-man army from Judges, chapters 6, 7, and 8. Israel once again had turned away from God and had fallen into idol worship. God appeared to Gideon and told him he was courageous to lead Israel in battle against the Midianites. And for his sake, he would save Israel because God found Gideon worthy. Gideon was convinced that God wanted him to lead this group of men who had gathered around him. But God said that Gideon had too many men. God wanted Israel to know that it was not the might of 32,000 men that saved Israel, but God himself. God asked Gideon to pare down his army by asking his men, "Whoever is afraid to fight can go home." It must have been disheartening to see 22,000 men turn around and walk away. But Gideon was left with 10,000 brave men. Even though these men were brave, they were not all wise. God asked Gideon to take them down to the river and watch them drink. The number of those who drank while keeping guard of their surroundings was 300 men. The other 9,700 bowed down to the water, losing sight of potential enemy attacks. God said that the 300 would become Gideon's army to fight against the Midianites. There were at least 135,000 enemy troops against Gideon's 300 soldiers. Gideon prepared his men. They were each equipped with a lamp and a horn. The lamp was covered in a pitcher so that their lights did not shine out yet. Gideon spread out the 300 men on the hillside into three companies. They crept down toward the camp with their eye on Gideon. He instructed them that when he blew his trumpet and broke the pitcher containing the lamp, the soldiers were to do the same. They also yelled out, "The sword of the Lord and of Gideon." When they all broke their pitchers and blew their trumpets, creating a great noise, the men inside the enemy camp awoke with fear. Gideon's men yelled out, but did not attack. They stood their ground and did not engage the enemy. The enemy soldiers began fighting those around them instead of with Gideon and his men. Those who survived the self-inflicted battle fled to the outer regions of Israel, right into the home territory of the 30,000 soldiers that were sent home previously. These out-of-work soldiers then rose up and picked off the enemy army as they fled through their land. Gideon and his 300 continued to pursue the enemy until they captured kings and princes of the enemy armies. Gideon's victory won the respect of the Hebrew nation. They wanted him to become their king and lead the country. Gideon refused, saying that God would lead Israel. The fear of Gideon and his mighty army spread throughout the region. During his pursuit of the enemy armies, Gideon had trouble from some of the tribes of Israel that would not give food to Gideon's army so that they could continue to fight. Gideon came back and slew those uncooperative men. The fear of Gideon and his men was great enough that Israel lived in peace and worshiped God for the next 40 years until Gideon's death. Gideon learned to trust God step by step. The truth is, whatever God wants from us, it probably will be even more impossible than we can imagine. Yet when we obey Him and trust Him each step of the way, it will make sense what the Lord wants us to do. God is accomplishing His purposes on earth through all of us. It is a great thing to be obedient to the Lord and to be part of His amazing divine plan.